The term Kung Fu was traditionally used to describe any great achievement or skill that one might master. For example, if you were a master chef, I would refer to you as Kung Fu in cooking. Today, Kung Fu refers to any of the nearly 400 martial arts that originated from China. We are going to begin Kung Fu in a horse stance. We'll take a wide stance with the feet and bend the knees as though we're actually sitting on a horse. Next, we'll begin with knife hands. Focusing on our breathing, we'll place our fists at the hips with palms up and then raise the arms, placing the hands in a knife position, and begin a series of movements designed to create tension throughout the body and again focus on the deep breathing. Just a reminder, we are still in that horse stance. Next, while maintaining horse stance, we'll add front kicks. Now, feet are parallel in the horse stance. You will alternate the kicks, leading each kick with the heel. Breathe. Arrow punch. From the horse stance, we'll begin to allow our body to move side to side, therefore releasing the heels. As we do this, we'll extend one arm through to a punch, and then move to the opposite side with a block, coming back around again to the other side, block to punch, and again block to punch. Many people consider Kung Fu to be the most fluid and most beautiful of all martial arts. We'll begin each movement slowly and then build rhythm and intensity. You'll feel the fluidity. It's quite empowering. Horse fire punch. Beginning in horse stance with that same hand position, we will punch forward with one hand at a time. We will rotate, in other words, as the arm goes forward, the palm will go down. As it comes back, it will rotate from the shoulder and the palm will be up, alternating side to side. Again, building rhythm and intensity. Next, Wing Chun punch. Now, this punch is different as we keep the elbows tucked into the body behind the fists. We maximize the energy of each punch this way. This punch is known for being quick and close. You'll be very close to your opponent when you deliver this. So remember, lean in. It's delivered to the opponent's core along the center line so that the force is more directly applied. Again, using a combination of speed and power. It's punch technique, punch location, and punch frequency that makes this so powerful. Notice, the more relaxed you are, the more punches you can throw. Our last movement will be the wire fu kick. Now, this movement is difficult. However, our warrior states of mind will enable us to find a very comfortable delivery. Normally, you would step into your opponent, powering off the lead leg, and then raising the opposite knee to create momentum as you jump into the air. This also creates distraction to the opponent. You would then strike with the opposite leg. The momentum of the jump, of course, generates additional force. Not to worry, we'll demonstrate a state of mind without the jump. You're really going to love working with this martial art. As I mentioned earlier, it's extremely beautiful. The movement is so fluid and feels so good on the body. It's very energizing and very empowering. During this particular round in the class, you'll notice that the music is a bit slower, thus giving you time to really breathe and focus on that breathing. This will be very important at this stage of the class because, again, you're closer to the end and you may be feeling more fatigue. So we specifically put this module there. Take advantage of that. Whenever we move into fatigue, we must focus a little more, dig a little deeper, go inside a little further, quiet our mind a little more. This is how we become inspired, empowered, and redefined.